Consumers may want to prepare for high meat prices. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, if you've been to the supermarket lately, you may have noticed some favorable prices in the meat department. In fact, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum says a composite of all choice beef prices is averaging $4.94 a pound,
which is actually up less than 1% from September a year ago,
where it had been running 4-5% above a year ago. But Shagum notes that this little reprieve is thanks to producers liquidating their herd because of the high price of feed caused by the drought. And when this is over, the supplies of livestock will be down.
We are expecting to see prices rise to the low $5 range moving into 2013.
And USDA food economist Ricky Volpe echoes that assessment.
I think there's very little question that we're going to see beef inflation pick up even more in 2013. There's very little way around that because we're dealing with structural inflation, we're dealing with low inventories, and what we're seeing right now is inventories getting even lower. But the demand for beef and veal, both here in the U.S. and globally, isn't going anywhere. So expect those prices to continue to shoot up.
Which is why Volpe says this may be a good time to stock the freezer.
You know, it's not my job to tell consumers how to save money or how to spend their food dollars. But the bottom line is that for beef and pork, and almost certainly for poultry, prices are as low now as they're going to get. Maybe next month we'll see them fall a little bit more, but there's very little question that in the very near term, these prices are going to turn around and start to shoot up in a big way.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.